क्षीरांध्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलित येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माई मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नित्य लीला प्रविष्टों विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। माई हार्टली ब्लेसिंग्स टू ऑल and I'm very very happy that I came for only very short time but oh I'm very happy that I'm seeing oh so many it means that you are inspired to hear Hari Katha in Srimad Bhagavat we see लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभम विदम बहु संभवन्ते मानुष्यम अनित्यम अपि हधीरः तूर्णम जतेत न पतेत अनुमृत्युजावत् निःशेषाय विषय खलु सर्वतः स्यात्। कृष्ण इज वेरी मर्सीफुल टू गिव अस दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म। इन दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ओनली we can realize soul and super soul and the relation between them and we can practice. In demigod's form you cannot, in demon form you cannot, only this, but this is momentary only. Parikshit Maharaj has 7 days but we have no time. Tomorrow, just now, after 10 years, after 100 years, but you will have to die. So it has been told, Turnam jatet na patet anumittu javat. Before death, you should realize Supreme Lord and what is Krishna Prem and try to achieve that goal. Parikshit Maharaj, hearing all these things, he has told me so many told. I will tell. Perhaps, first of all, Tirtha Maharaj will speak something. And then I will. Please. Yes. Bol. Pahle bolo tum thoda, tab hum bolo.
Kis vishay mein bola
hai? Tum je subject chao.
Ki vishay bolo?
Tumhar ja bhalo lagta hai. Jaldi, jaldi, jaldi. Tomorrow Purushottam Mass starting. From tomorrow you should as soon as much as possible of Purushottam Mass like there are
like
Kartik Mass
ज्ञानञ्जनसभाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय थाउजेंड्स ऑबेसेंसेस ऑफ श्रील लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रील गुरुपाद पद्म and I offer my thousands of senses of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and all Vaishnavas. I offer my dandavat pranams all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavi, mothers, sisters and brothers. Please accept my dandavat pranams.
ঠিক ছেড়ে দাও তুমি.
সো প্লিজ এক্সকিউজ মি, আই এম ভেরি পুয়র, সো বিকজ আই হ্যাভ নো গুড ইংলিশ আই ক্যান নট স্পিক এনিথিং মোর, বাট আই ওয়ান্ট টু ট্রাই. সো দিয়ার আর So all present, all Vaishnav and Vaishnavi, also Gurudev is present here. So I cannot speak, but I am trying something. Please excuse me. So Gurudev told, our life is very successful life when we came in human life. And when we came near Gurudev, when we take shelter, see Guru Pad Padma. So our most fortunate life, so we came here. In this world, so many persons, follower of Karma Yoga, Karmis, many persons, Gyanis, many persons, they are doing meditation, so other different mind, different things. But they are not pure Vaishnavas. They have no pure mind, pure heart. Gurudev spoke now, so Gurudev spoke from Bhagavatam, Labdhva Sudurlabham Idam Bahusambhavamte. Life after life, so we previous lives, so million lives we came, but no sadhu association, no good work, no good activity. This life, God mercy, so God sent one bona fide guru, so we came near his lotus feet. So our necessity, we can serve to Guru Pad Padma. In Srimad Bhagavatam describe these things. So Guru Devatatma, Guru Pad Padma is our Devata. He is my our heart, life, everything. We can serve to Guru Pad Padma and follow him. And he is giving him instructions. So, and so many blessings. So we can follow to Gurudev. Other way, devotees life. Devotees, they never want anything else. They left all desires. Only one mood. How can serve to Radha Krishna? Lord Kapildev told, so I want to give some liberations, but they never want. What they want? They want only my seva. So devotee, so we are power. We are Jeev Shakti. So we are souls. We have power, so we are doing service, seva. Everywhere we are living, so we each other, we are serving each other and everyone. But there are necessity. We can serve to Lord Sri Krishna. We can serve to Radharani. We can follow them. Then our life will be successful. So there are devotees, they never want anything, liberation and any kind, any else. No selfish desire, always they have more pure mood, pure heart. So Lord Kapildev told to Mata Devuti, Mata, in this world so many persons followers, they are following Bhakti Yoga. But some persons have darkness mood. They are accepting Tantra, Mantra, Siddhi, so many kinds, killing other persons. And abuse and very bad mind, bad idea. But they are doing bhakti yoga also, darkness mode, tamasic bhakti. Many persons, they are praying to God, but they have desires, so only, oh God, give me money, house, and material desires, and fulfill my material desires. But there is no pure bhakti. They have passion mode bhakti. Satyag mode, so many persons, sadhus, everyone, their mood, oh God, give me liberations. But devotees, they never want. They have only one mood, pure heart. They let all things and anything desires, they are serving to Lord Sri Krishna. Pure mood, pure heart. They call pure devotee. And this is the best religion, when only one mood serve him to Sri Krishna. So this way, in Srimad Bhagavatam described, so many devotees like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Amarish Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, they are great king, but their life, they let all desires, all things, only one mood they serve to Sri Krishna. They have no anything desires. And after that, in demonic life, Vritrasura came. But when he was in battlefield, at that time, so thunderbolt, Vajra coming, and Indra wants to kill him. And so many times used this thunderbolt, but not possible to kill him, and falling from his head and hands. At that time, Vritrasura thought, so in this time, why I cannot pray to God? So I will die also, and very soon I will go. At that time he prayed, Aham Hare Tava Padai Kamula Dasanu Dasa Bhavitasmi Bhuya Manasmareta Asupater Gina Aham Hare Tava Padai Kamula. Oh my beloved, oh my heart, oh my God, how can serve you? I become your servant. Life after life, I become servant of your servant. So all the time I can pray you, and my mind always remember you, and in this way I can chant your name, and in this body always I can serve you. I never want anything else. No Patal kingdom, no earth kingdom, no heaven kingdom. I never want Brahmapad. I never want liberations, and never want wonderful things and magic. So I want your sufficiency. I can feel your sufficiency. So I am falling so. I am falling in ignorance. Life after life passed so long distance. So you are living. So how can get you? So how can come near you? So always I can feel your sufficiency. Like one beloved and beloved, they have sufficiency. When they are living separate, at that time their mood always thinking about each other. In this way, so my mood always for you. So this separation will come in this way. So he prayed, Mamottamas Loka Janeshu Sadham. Where I can live? Everywhere I can live with your association, pure devotee. So I can live there. And always I can follow sadhu association. I serve to sadhu. I never want. I am falling in maya, in ignorance. Oh God, please help me. Please give me this place. So when Vritrasura prayed to God, that time Devaraj Indra was very surprised. Oh, never listened before. He was demon, or he already prayed to God. I have no bhakti. But he has bhakti. And pure mood, pure love and affection. So Bali Maharaj, who was demon, by pure devotee to Vishnu. And he offered whole life, whole kingdom, everything he offered to Sri Krishna, God. And he controlled the God. When Vishnu Bamandev told, you get what you want, what kind I am giving you, you can tell me. I want to bless you. At that time, Bali Maharaj told, oh Prabhu, oh my dear Prabhu, so you want to send me in Sutal planet. So I am going also. And all family, all demons, everyone going. But I want this place, you can give me, so where I am living, you can stay here. And any time I am serving your lotus feet, give him this place. That time, so Bali Maharaj controlled to Vishnu. That time he was very happy and gave grace to him. So that time Lord Vishnu, Bamandev, he went already in super look and left here. So devotees, where is living? They never afraid. Narayana Parasarve Kutascha Navibhati. Everything fearless. All the time they are chanting Sri Krishna's name. All the time meditating his pastime's leela. And all the time serving Vaishnava Guru, everyone. They are pure mind, pure life. So Chitraketu Maharaj prayed to God. So in this way, they are devotees. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami described devotee's life history. And other way, so bhakti, how much progress bhakti? And what is their move? How is pure bhakti? So when Lord Sri Krishna came from Golok Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan to here in earth planet, when he appeared here, at that time, they have transcendental association. But there are two kinds. One's affluence mood, other sweetness mood. Brajavasis. All Brajavasis, they have pure mood, pure heart, no any affluence mood, and they never think. Only pure mood they serve to Sri Krishna. Other way in Mathura, Devaki and Vasudhi. They have parental mood to Sri Krishna. When Lord Sri Krishna appeared in Kamsa's prison, at that time he had four arms and all weapons, all clothes, garlands and all ornaments, everything. And very beautiful scene. That time Sri Krishna, when appeared there, so Devaki Vasudeva, at once they prayed to Sri Krishna, you are Supreme Lord. So, how can serve you? Please, you can save yourself. Because Kamsa will come. He wants to kill you. So, how can save you? At that time, Devaki Vasudev prayed to Sri Krishna. But they had affluence mood. At that time, Sri Krishna told, Etadvam darsitam rupam prag janmas maranaya me. Oh, my dear mother and father, previous life, you were Prishni and Sutapa. At that time, you did austerity so long times. That time I came, same form, same mood, same things. At that time I gave bless you. Then you want, you told me. So I want one son like you, same you. That time I told, so nobody have sent me and no more than. So that time I gave bliss, life after life, any time I came. So you want one time, one son like me. So I came three times. Previous time I was Prishni Garbha. Next life, second life, so I came Bamandev. And nowadays, I came, I am Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, you don't worry. So I become child. You can transcend me, you can keep in Nanda Gokul, but dear, so Yashoda Mata already, she gave birth one son and one daughter, both. So there are Shastras, Sudeva Goswami spoke these things. So Yashoda Mata had too much love and affection. There is no any affluence mood. Always they have pure mood, pure heart. So like ocean, their fame and love and affection. No anything duplicity, no any wrong idea, no wrong things, no affluence mood, nothing. Also, Sri Krishna's friend, Arjun, when he has seen Vishwarupa universe form, at that time he has doubt, oh, he is Supreme God. And always I joked with him, Sakheti Matta Prasamham Jaduktam. So he is my friend, always I joked with him and always talking so many things. Please me, please forgive me. So I joked with him. That time he has ambulance mood. But Brajavasi, friends, mothers, everyone they have pure mood, pure love and affection. Not only one Mata Yashoda or any Mata and all Brajavasi mothers. So Brahma prayed to Sri Krishna. Then he told, Ahoti dhanna brajago ramanna stannam mritam pitam ativate muda. They have pure love and affection. In Brajavasi mothers, all mothers, they have only one mood. If Sri Krishna will be my child, so I am giving butter and I am giving all foods. I want to serve him, dear moods. All cows, they have pure mood, pure love and affection. If Sri Krishna will be my cow, so I serve him. This way, then Sri Krishna accepts them. Sri Krishna, he appeared there, and so thousands, thousands, million, million forms. He become friends, and he become cows. At that time, he gave everyone's house, and everyone they gave love and affection. So Brahma told, Ahuti dhanna prajagura manna stanna mritam pitam ativate muda. Ahuti dhanna brajagura manna, they are most fortunate. Brajavasi mothers and Brajavasi cows, they have pure mood, pure love and affection. So Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, he becomes child and he becomes cow. And always drinking their milk and taking their love and affection. So many times, many, many Brahmins and good qualification, good scholar, so they are doing fair sacrifice, offering ahuti. But God is satisfied or not, anyone can't understand. But they have pure mood, pure love and affection. So Parichet Maharaj, when was surprised, then he asked to Sukhdev Goswami, O Brahma, how much great love and affection to Mother Yashoda? So Mother Yashoda bound him by the rope. What she did? And Nanda Maharaj also, what he did? They have great love and affection. So Sri Krishna manifested all his sweetness, Leela in this world. Everyone, they can serve to Sri Krishna by this way, pure mood, pure bhav, pure love and affection. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna himself, and who is testing all his Radhika's mood, and who is taking Radhika's effulgence, her color, golden color, and covering by him, covering by the color, and himself, same color. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always testing Radhika's mood, her Mahabhav mood. So Brajagopis, they have highest mood. In Raramanda Sangvad, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in Godavari, and he meet with Rai Ramananda, at that time he asked, Mahaprabhu asked to Rai Ramananda, please tell me, what is our aim of object, And what is our sadhana process? At that time, Raghavendra spoke ordinary things to much highest things. So, general things, everyone living in family life, and they are thinking our family happiness is good. So, how can get this family happiness? So, Lord Vishnu will be happy. In this way, they worship. Mahaprabhu told this is external things. After then, Karma Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Gyani and Karmi, but Mahaprabhu refused them. When he spoke only pure bhakti, that time he accepted these things. After then, when he told this bhakti, how can come possible? How is possible? Where from come? That time Raghavendra told Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam jati kutapi labhyate tatra laulam api mullam ekalam janma koti sukruteir na labhyate. Krishna bhakti ras not possible by the sadhan. If one sadhan million life processing bhakti yoga and doing bhakti, following bhakti, everything doing fast, but mood is not coming in our heart. So only one process, one way, when pure devotee, bona fide guru, rasik devotee, when give mercy, and at once this mood coming. So Raghavendra told Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati, this mood you can purchase. Where from? Where has your sadhana? You can purchase from there. Otherwise, no any other process. So, only by the sadhana, only by the mood, bhav coming. But that is also Vaikunthiya bhakti, Vaikuntha prema. Not going to Golok Vrindavan, not possible pure prema and pure love and affections. So, we know Sri Krishna is Supreme God. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know His name is very blissful, fulfill all our desires, and everything perfect. So, but we cannot chant Harina, no vision, no spurti, and no spirit, because so we are chanting, following something, but hopeless mind. Alas mood, sometimes we are going back, sometimes living in sadhak life, but no taste, no attachment, no mood coming. How is process? Prahlad Maharaj told only one process. Niskinchanana nabrinita java. So rasik devotee, pure bhakti, who has pure mood, so he is given this bhakti. So we can serve and we can follow to Guru Padma and Vaishnavas, then they are helping me and they are giving mercy, then possible this bhakti, otherwise bhakti not coming. Mood is not coming. We are processing everything, all things fast, but not possible this mood come. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, Ekaki Amar Nahi Paibar Harinama Sankirtane. When we want, I am living alone, and I am doing bhajan sadhana chanting. I am not helping sadhu, not serving sadhu, not going sadhu association. I am living alone, but not possible bhajan sadhana will be progress. So necessary sadhu association. If leave him together, leave him with sadhu, Vaishnava, anyone they help me, then our life will be progress life. So.
Thank you.
Best ball. Khub bhalo.
You know that a Brahmin boy cursed Parikshit Maharaj. From today, on seventh day, a poisonous snake will come and bite you, and you must die. At once, He gave up his kingdom, his children, his wife, wealth, and everything, and we went to Ganges. And he left his food, he left his drinking, and only meditating Krishna. At that time, luckily, all the great Maharshis and Rishis of India, they were gathered there. And also Sukadeva Goswami naked, he came, all respected him, and he was on Vyas Gaddi. And then Parikshit Maharaj asked him, if a man is just now dying, what is his kartavya?
Duty.
And if a man today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 100 years, but he will die, what is? And then, you know that Sukadeva Goswami began to speak Harikatha. 6 days he passed. On 7th day, he finished 10th canto also. And now 11 and 12 were remaining. At that time, he began to speak about Krishna. That at that time, Brahma came in Dwarkapuri after finishing all Mahabharata also. And then Brahma came and told, for what we have prayed you, it is now completed. All the demons have been killed. You have killed in boyhood Aghasur, Bakasur, Putana, Kansa, Jarasandha, and others. And also in Dwarkapuri, you have finished all the demons like Pondok Vasudev, Kashi Naresh, Kal Javan, Shishupal, Dantabakra, and others. And especially in Mahabharata, we have finished whole Akshauhini Sanya, unlimited. Only 8% were saved, 9%. 5 Pandavas and Krishna. And in other side, Aswatthama, Kripacharya, and Kritabarma. Only this. And all finished. In Dwarka also, so many demons were finished. So now, you should come to return back to your Golok. The burden of earth has been removed. Krishna tells them that yes, but not fully finished. There are so many persons. The Jadubansi Jadav, in my umbrella, understand umbrella?
Under my shelter.
Shelter. Even demigods cannot conquer them. They will defeat them also. So when I will go, they will be very furious and burdened from far earth. Let me finish them and then happily I will come. And when in the way, I will come to your Brahmaloka also. So after that, they finished prayer and they went. Demigods, Brahma, Shankara, and others. After that, you know that how a corpse from Brahmins came to die for their dynasty. once in Dwarka, Shyam was very beautiful looking as ladies, more than ladies. They decorated her as a very beautiful lady. And they put something here, so that she is
pregnant.
And they went to the rishis, Durvasa, Narad, oh, so many high class of rishis were there in Prabhas. They were telling Harikathas to each other. And in the meantime, the wicked boys, of Jadubhas, naughty, they went and asked, O Maharshis, O Brahmin, you know past, future and
present.
Tell me, she is very shy. She cannot ask herself. A baby will come, but it will be boy or
girl.
You should tell. Then they neglected. But again and again, then when they asked, they became angry and told that, oh, no boy, no children, nothing, a musal. Musal, you know, in India. A wooden
arrow.
Like this.
Arrow.
And in middle, and in the end, some round iron is given. From that, the Indian ladies, they are clearing rice and other things. So when they heard, at once they became very nervous. And they went to Ugrasen Maharaj. They told, they never went to Krishna, but they went to Ugrasen and told the fact. And they saw, a musal was there. Then they became very frightened. Then Ugrasen
told
what to do.
And this will be the cause of your finish of your dynasty.
And they told, it will finish
your whole dynasty.
Then Ugrasen, not telling anything to Krishna, he told that, bring that musal, and the wooden part was burned, and the
iron.
Remaining iron, it cannot burn, so he
rubbed it,
and it became like dust. But one part, like arrow's end, they cannot make it dust, so they gave it all the dust and that in ocean. At once, ocean returned the dust in cost, and they became a very
tall grasses.
And the arrow like a
fish
took it. And it was caught by any
fisherman.
And when he brought, he saw some iron logs. And then he put that arrow in the end of arrow. After that, Krishna was thinking that, Brahma Shap has come. Krishna is himself Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he wanted, he can reject that Brahma Shap and turn into, but he wanted that. So, he wanted, and that is why Krishna told, now we are seeing so many people, apsakun. Inauspicious things are going on. So we should not remain here. Also take their all wealth and everything, and they should change their houses outside anywhere, and we should go to Prabhas, where Saraswati River is there, very sacred. There we will please Brahmins by charity and also sacred fire sacrifice. So our Grahana Chhatra will be subsided. So all accepted, and all thing was removed, and Krishna took his all Jadvanshis and went there, and they did fire sacrifice. They donated everything to Brahmin and others. But the naughty Jadvanshis, they take madhu wine, and became mad like this. And they began to quarrel
each other,
himself, like enemies. Baldev and Krishna told them, warned them, not to quarrel. But they don't listen anything. And in the meantime, before this happening, Uddhava searching Krishna, he came there. Where is Krishna? He knew that Krishna wants to give up this world. So he began to weep and told that, I know that you have sanctioned Brahmin's course, and the Jadvanshi will be finished in very soon. What should I do? I cannot remain without you. I will die without you. Then Krishna told, I want that after my Golok departure to Golok, you should remain in this world as my representative. You live in Badrikashram and also in Braja, and tell my Harikatha to others, that my Harikatha should not stop. At that time, Krishna was giving so many instructions to Uddhava. That is called Uddhava Samvad. We generally read up to 10th canto, oh Madhur Madhur. But how this Madhur will come? How this sweet will come? There is a process. Without following 10th canto, 11th canto and 10th, we cannot come in process of hearing or going, entering in the sweet pastimes of Krishna. It is necessary. So Krishna began to tell, I am telling in very short. Once kirtan, Gauranga bolite have. You should hear very patiently and try to follow these instructions that I will say.
Hari Hari Boli.
Be given to them, not to me. No air should be. It should be.
It is a heater. Heater.
But it is not
fair.
But cold coming.
No, this is heater. Electric heater.
Then Krishna began to tell Uddhav, and this is called Uddhav Sambhad. Very good teachings. If we follow the teachings, oh, Krishna Prem will come very soon. First of all, he told, this body is nothing but a bag of stool, urine, blood, and all these things. It has 9 doors. And what coming out from them?
Foul smell.
Urine and what? Paikhana?
Stool.
From nose, so many things. Everywhere. It is from ears also coming, from all doors. It is rotten. We should think that we are part and parcel of God. We are Chetan Vastu. Krishna is Vibhu. We are a small part. But same like he Chetan also. And we have relation. So we should not be attached to this body and mind. wealth, son, daughter, wife, sister, husband, don't be attached. You can follow your duties. You can support and nourish them, but thinking that they are all belongs to Krishna, not mine. Like Srinivas Acharya, Srivas Pandit, like Ambarish Maharaj, like others. Then he told that only in this human life we can realize the relation with Krishna, not in any other form
of life.
Other species of life. And then he began to tell that I'm telling something you should follow. Once a person naked, quite naked, but very young, sound health, he was traveling everywhere in the world, very happy. And one king, what name?
Jadu Maharaj
saw him and he told, "Oh, who are you? You are seeing naked, but very happy, and you are traveling whole world. How you are happy? I am monarch of all, I am king, but I am not happy at all. In world, very rare person like you are happy. Otherwise, all are unhappy and suffering. One day they will have to give up this body also. So, he told that my name is, what is?
Dattatreya.
I made 24 gurus, Siksha Guru. And I have learned so many things from them. And that is why, living in this world, but world does not touch me. I no need blanket, I no need
bed,
no any drinking water. My hands are there. Earth is no roof, only a sky is my roof. So I am always happy. So I have learned all these things from 24 Siksha Gurus. Like earth. Anyone is digging earth, making urine and stool there, making so many nonsense to Prithvi, earth. But she does not want anything. He does not take
revenge. Not revenge.
Nothing. The trees are part of earth, coming from earth. Their whole life is for others. Their seeds, their fruits, their shadow, their bark, wood, is all for others. So don't live for your benefit. Be like tree, tolerance like more than trees. Even if anyone cut, they will not. If a man is cutting the branches of that wood or tree, oh, they can give him fruit, seed and everything. So we should be like that. You should be giving honor to others. Don't want your honor. I've learned all these things from earth. I have also learned from sun. He is my guru. How? He is taking all the rasa. What?
Juice.
Juice. Juice. From everywhere. good and bad. Also from stone and other things. But he did not take. Always he is
detached
and pure. Like fire. Fire can
burn
stool and other things. But he is always
pure.
So a man should be that. A devotee who is practicing bhakti yoga sadhak, he should be like that. So he told so many things. Also he told there was a lady prostitute. His name was Pingala. Very beautiful, more than Apsara. He decorated himself daily and used to sit on the
entrance
of his home, thinking that this person, wealthy person, will come and give me money. So, if that person used to pass away, then what thinking? Oh, this person has got another wealthy person will come. Oh, he is coming and he will come to me. But he also went. About 12 in night passed, no wealthy person came to her. Then he became detached from all these things. Oh, what I am doing? Nonsense. I am very
wretched.
I have sold my body for nothing, for wealth. But wealth cannot save me. So better to give up all things. And he gave up all these things from her heart and went to sleep, and he slept. So, what? Pingala Sosapa? Asahi paramam dukham, nirasham paramam sukham, jad chind asa pingala suswapi pingala. Pingala was restless daily. But this time a detachment from world came, and then he left that hope. And he slept. We should also take some lesson. Krishna is telling, a sadhak should take that life past, unlimited lives. We are enjoying these things, ladies and men both. But they are not detached. They should think this. Old is coming very soon. They don't read all these things. They don't think over this, that very soon we are going to die. What nonsense we are doing. Especially brahmachari as in sannyasi. They should take a lesson from this. More other things he told, and in the last he told, there was a king Pururva.
This point, so Dattatriya came her house one night sleep, and she served to Dattatriya. So that time, this Sukriti, next day, she prayed to Dattatriya, please give me your bhakti.
That prostituted, Dattatriya came to her house, and she fell on the feet of that Dattatriya. And Dattatriya, he prayed that you should give me mantra and I will do bhajan. Kindly Dattatriya gave him, and he left his prostitute and became a very pure lady and sadhak. Thus we should think over all these matters and try to follow. As I told, you have in past your lives, oops, you have become like Apsara and very beautiful king, like what name I told?
Yadu Maharaj.
Okay. Pururva. Oh, it was very beautiful. So what became? Pururva. He was the emperor of whole world. Very powerful and very beautiful. But he was not satisfied by his wife. So many wives, even not satisfied. One day he went to forest to hunt, and there he saw a very, very beautiful lady, and that was Urvashi.
Came from heaven.
Pururva told, O Devi, who are you? What you are searching here? I'm attracted so much to you. I want to marry you. But who are you and want you? Want? Then that lady told Urvashi, I'm
heavenly planet.
Heavenly planet, I'm Urvashi. I was searching any husband, and luckily I found you. Oh, very beautiful young you are. So I also want to marry you. Then, at once he married and went with kingdom and began to enjoy each other. Oh, 1,000 years that Pururva never
thought, it is
thought that days and night are going and coming and going. He was already mad after her. So 1,000 years
passed.
One day, before the marriage, Urvashi has told to king that if I will see naked you, at once I will give up you and I will go to my lok. 1,000 years Pururva told, yes, I accept this. I will never be naked with you. You cannot see. But one day, when he was sleeping king, in the meantime, any
subject
person came weeping.
Gandharva.
Huh?
Gandharva came there.
Gandharva
and
came there.
Two ships.
And he was strolling. And that person weeping loudly and prayed king to save. He took his bow and arrow, and in the hurry he left
his clothes
and he became naked. But even he went and saved that
ships.
And when he returned, at once Urvashi told thunder like thunderbolt, Urvashi told, I cannot live with you, like you have failed to keep your promise. And she began to run away. And thus Pururva, being the supreme master of whole world, he began to follow her, weeping, O Devi, stop. Don't give up me. I will die without you. You should stop for a moment and talk with me, be with me, return back to my kingdom. But she left and went to Urvashi Lok. He was so mad that he left his kingdom. He left everything, his children, his so much
opulence,
and followed, weeping. And when he reached there, at once renounce came. Oh, what I have done? Oh, this Urvashi has cheated me. He has looted me. He has taken everything mine. He took my son's order, Brahmachari order. everything. What? I am like a mad and wretched person. I never thought, oh, day after day after day after day went on. And I was totally absorbed in pleasing that Urvashi. But I could not. Now, I don't want Urvashi. Detachment came. I want to return back to this earth. And why not keeping my whole energy to Krishna? Why am I sad? What desire she can fulfill? Nothing. So he began to repent. And at last he came to this earth and he began to do bhakti of Krishna, and very soon he reached bhavavastha and then prem. So we should think over this. We should like Pururva. But in the end, Pururva repented for this. Why not we? So I want that we should repent and again come in line and do bhajan. The ladies cannot give anything, or any person cannot give to ladies. Vice versa. I am not telling only to men. To both I am telling. We should not lose our this life in only intoxications and other things. At once return to back to Godhead.
Back to all.
And repent. So Gaur Pramanande. But one thing. After here I will go to Houston, and after that I will go to Bajor. So if I'm inviting all, if they can come to Houston, and if you cannot come to Houston, you must come to
San Francisco
and Bajor. You should come.
I'm going ahead tomorrow.
And one also request to you. I'm very happy to see you. So many. But I want that preaching center of
Venice Beach.
Here, which was preaching center. I like this center much. Very good. So I am requesting you all. You are so many devotees. You should donate something. We will make a board, very beautiful. Those who are here in LA or nearby LA, like Brijesh Prabhu, like Jamuna Prasad, like Maharaj, like Radhan Kant, I will tell him to be involved. Like others. And you should make a group. And all devotees should donate something. If they can denote for themselves, why not for Guru? Why not for Krishna? Preaching center is for Krishna. Guru wishes what? Anyhow to attract persons towards Krishna. So our preaching center for this, not enjoying center. So I request all, if you can
Donate
for you can spend it for you. Why not something for me, for Krishna? So I request that, and I hope that you will hear me, and all top to bottom. So give some donation to keep that preaching center. And in the last, if you lack response,
yes.
then we will have to sell anyhow. But I request that you should all give something, and I think it is very not very big cost you can do. So all should give some donations and keep this center. I will be very happy. Go.
Hey, Galu.
Mahamantra.